Oasis Audio presents A Revelation in Autumn by Wanda E. Brunstetter. Read for you by Heather Henderson. In Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Psalm 71, verse 1. Chapter 1. Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania.
"Don't push, Meredith! Don't push!"
Lori shouted as she directed her horse and buggy to a clearing along the side of the road next to an open field. The closest farm was some distance away, and Meredith didn't think there was enough time for them to get there. A slight breeze picked up, and Meredith caught a glimpse of some fuzzy-looking dandelion seeds drifting through the air like little parachutes. The once yellow meadow where they'd pulled over was now white with the globe-shaped seed bundles. One particular cycle of life was slowly coming to an end, while another's life was soon to begin. Meredith ground her teeth together as another contraction came quickly, pulling her focus away from the dandelions. The pains were closer together, and she knew she shouldn't fight them, but it was hard to remember to breathe, like she'd been taught to do in the childbirth classes. Was it supposed to hurt this much? This certainly was not how she'd planned for her baby to be born. She'd imagined herself having plenty of warning and giving birth under the direction of the midwife at the clinic, not here in a buggy with her panicked sister, whom she was now forced to count on to help deliver this baby. Meredith tried to remember what the instructor had told them during one of the classes about what to do if the baby came unexpectedly at home. First and foremost, stay calm. Put the breathing techniques you've learned into play. Don't push prematurely. Keep your body relaxed and work with nature. Struggling to